Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is a couple of things. We're going to talk about using vibration to go to a place of peace and stillness, because I think that's really appropriate. But more than anything, we're going to talk about reconnecting to nature. Because now that people are slowing down, although not everybody's slowing down, but a lot of us are, it's really about reconnecting to the natural vibrations and natural rhythms that nature has for us, that's all around us, right? So that's our intention for today. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening one day here at the Institute. Next Saturday, we're planning on doing an open house online on Zoom next Saturday at 10 a.m. If you'd like to join in, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I'll send you the Zoom link. It'll probably be 2 or 3 hours. So we're going to do just an online open house. We've got several events coming up at the Institute. We actually have an open house scheduled for May 3rd, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to have to reschedule that. But we also have our summer intensive that we've moved from June to starting July 14th. And there's 10 days, July 14th to July 25th is the first half. And then we take 5 days off, and then we start back up on July 30th to August 9th. So if you're coming in from out of town, you could actually fly in and not have to fly back, right? So God willing, we are going to do our classes at the Institute in July. And then the next time, of course, will be September. And that starts September 8th and goes to December. It's 3 nights per week, the normal semester, and some weekends. And both of those are the Sound Healing Certificate Program. That's really effective in changing your life and bringing you into actually a very coherent place. It's amazing how effective it is for helping people and to learn skills to be able to help others and techniques. And there's a lot of things you can do over the internet as well. We actually also teach voice analysis, and that can be done over the internet, where you actually just do it over the phone or Skype or Zoom and record people's voices into the computer. We actually are selling that program, the Voice Analysis Harmony program, and if you buy it by tomorrow, you can join the next training meeting next Saturday. You wouldn't be able to come to the open house. It's about the same time, but Kay, the woman who created the program, is teaching that. So anyway, that's the voice analysis program. I actually also find people's home note over the internet as well, where we play each of the 12 notes on Zoom, and I watch and see which one makes you the most peaceful, and then send you a CD in that key. That's really effective. I also do a chakra treatment over the internet. And in the classes, you can learn how to do this as well. And then you can also learn a lot of techniques that you can use on yourself, right, in the classes. So there's a lot of skills and techniques you learn. You also learn how the world works based on vibration, because that's the basis of everything. So it's really kind of about entraining the mind into the patterns of nature so that your mind is more in alignment with the universe than its wily patterns that no telling how it goes, right? So we've also got many meditations sound things we do in the online classes as well that are really effective that you could use for yourself or others as well. So that's how I didn't even mention, well, we've got the online class as well. We've got a lot of people in the online class right now. It's really, really works really well, actually. And it's perfect time to do the classes online. You could just do one course. You don't have to do the whole program. But let's see, we're in the middle of the Sacred Geometry class right now. You could start April 25th. Same time I'm going to be doing the open house and the and the actual class for voice analysis. Or you could actually start on April 28th or even April 30th for the online classes. Those are two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 1. That's all Pacific time. And it's really, really amazing. We have some amazing instructors. And so that's happening. We've also got, no other events, but we do have our therapy center, the therapies I mentioned as well, you could do online. We also have our store. We've got the sound lounges that are really effective. If you're feeling stressed at all, it will get the stress out of your body. We also have the base belt that's really good for pain. Kaiser's referring patients to us because it's so effective. And then we've got a base vest with 18 speakers, 9 on the front and 9 on the back. And then we've got the actual crystal bowls, the alchemy bowls with different metals and crystals embedded in them. And then we've got the Tibetan bowls. We've got about 300 different items in the store. Sacred geometry pendants. We've got a full range of all my books, the Art of Mixing recording books, and the sound healing book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which you can find at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. We also have videos and then a ton of CDs. We've got a full range of CDs for depression, for anxiety, for sleep. We can even tune the sleep CD to you. We also, by the way, have a treatment where we can get you binaural beats tuned to you as well. And then we also have the CDs, the frequency CDs that you don't listen to, you play them on the body. These are the CDs of the frequencies from Peter Guy Manners, and they're really effective. So if you have any pain, good for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, endocrine glands, the brain, respiratory system, circulatory system, and a full range of body parts and issues. Right? You can find all of the stuff in the store at soundoflove.com, or you can go to the therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com, or you can go to Sound Healing Center and find everything. There's a couple of new things, though, that we have happening that are really interesting. We're just finishing up the website, soundeducationcenter.com. Soundeducationcenter.com. Just got a download this last week to take all of our exercises that we did for the Montessori schools. We got a $100,000 grant to take our entire curriculum with our 20 instructors into two Montessori schools. And over 3 years, we designed over 2,500 exercises. And they're exercises around sound and music and geometry, and for every age group from 3 months all the way up to 18 years progressive. And all the exercises are designed based on all of the books on brain development for children. There's like about 30 books out there that we've read. And they're all designed, all the exercises are designed on that science. So they're really well put together. They're backed by science. They are incredibly effective. We have them implemented in a couple of Montessori schools. And now we're going to be giving away about 20 or 30 of the exercises. And then if you wanted to get the rest of them, we'll be selling the rest of them. So that site, Sound Education Center, will be up here very soon. And it's really cool because we have, you know, exercises for the babies, 3 months to 18 months. Then we have exercises for 18 months to 3 years, 3 to 6, 6 to 12, and 12 to 18. All right. So the full perspective. And there are exercises that are not only good for the brain for children, but also good for any kids that have any disabilities or challenges, because they're working with, you know, stable rhythms, stable sounds, and it's just based it all on the science, and they're really detailed. The exercises are written out in detail so anybody could actually do them. So if you're thinking about doing homeschooling, which a lot of people are doing right now, right, then, you know, this is a really good system, really good curriculum that you could implement and then even continue. We have 500 exercises completed and then 2,500 that we've designed. So we're going to be finishing out the whole curriculum over the next year. Exercises are 5 tracks. We've got the first track is about physics of sound. So we do a lot of experiential work around the physics of sound for the younger ones. And then around 9, we start explaining what they've been doing for the last 9 years, right? So that's the first track. And in there, they actually ultimately start building instruments on their own from scratch, right? And can even do concerts with their instruments that they build, right? So they'll learn exactly the math behind vibration, right? So they'll be learning the physics and math ultimately. Then the second track is about instrument sounds. This is especially good for the younger ones because the younger ones are building new neural pathways. So what we've done is we include all the different instrument sounds there are for the full perspective of sounds so that we get the full range of frequencies in there, the full range of timbres and tonalities, and the full range of music as well, so that we build the widest range of neural pathways for the children as they're growing up, especially until they're around 3. It's really important, especially even when we're up to 1 is when it's most important, right? So that's the second track. Also, it's a way of understanding different cultures based on instrument sounds. So it's not really about how to play instruments, you know, because the cool thing is with crystal bowls and just the voice, anybody could actually play or sing. It was funny because in the classes we had this, I was doing the class and I said, okay, we're going to do some sound. And this one girl says, oh, well, she knows how to sing. We don't sing very well. We're not good singers. And I said, well, can you do a ooh, ooh? And she goes, ooh. Okay, can you do a ah, ah? And can you do a ooh, ah, ooh, ah? And she goes, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. So, well, you're singing now, right? You're singing now. So it's overcoming that total horrible thing that people say, you're not a good singer, right? It's because the rule is anybody can make, you should, you know, there's no bad sounds. There's no bad sounds, right? So it's really overcoming and getting back to where we made sounds as babies, right? We had it down back then. So that's instrument sounds. The third track is about understanding music. But it's not understanding music to be able to play music, although we do and train people into that. It's more about understanding music as a way of understanding the universe. So the way music works in the body, the way there are musical flows through the 11 systems in the body, the way music works in nature, the way the whole universe is based on music, right? There's vibrations everywhere, and there's flow of time throughout nature and throughout our systems and even the universe, right? So it's really understanding the universe based on music, which then opens up a whole other area of music where the children are connecting to nature. This is really important because, again, we're overcoming that fear, which we've really instilled in just about everybody, that some people are good at this and some people are not good at this music, right? That, you know, some people are musically inclined or not. Well, we all sing when we talk, right? Everybody sings when we talk, right? Oh my God, there's a whale outside in the ocean out there. First whale I've seen all year. That's really cool. So anyway, it's like, meow. So that's the third aspect of music. Then we have the fourth aspect of sacred geometry. We don't call it sacred, though. But it's really about understanding the archetypal patterns that make up all of nature, including our own body, right? So it's really understanding these patterns that are it's basically the harmony and the peace and the essence of life and source, for that matter, that is throughout nature, right? And so making it so we can so children reconnect. Like one exercise we have is we have them go out and find all these different things in nature, and then come back and put them in 10 different boxes of archetypal patterns, so matching patterns, right, from nature. And you start to get to know all the traditional patterns that God has come up with, right? So there's also a lot of drawing of different patterns and working with different patterns. It's really a lot of fun. Our instructor, Richard Feather Anderson's amazing. It's really also understanding the meaning of these different patterns as well in nature. So that's sacred geometry. And then we've got the last track, which I feel is the most important of all, and that is emotional expression, expressing yourself. And this is really about being able to especially do sound and make sounds of how you're feeling, like we did as babies, right? And so we continue that practice and or relearn it. And so that you're making the sound of how you feel, the sound of whatever's going on, right? And to express it, to release stuck emotions. That's probably the most important part, releasing stuck emotions and transforming emotions with your voice. And then also using the voice to access higher emotional states, such as gratitude and compassion and love, and then spirit itself or source itself, and then you know, even things like unconditional love and such. So this is, I think, one of the most important aspects of all, because a lot of people grow up not being able to express themselves freely and to let it flow. And then we also do a lot of exercises that are combinations of these five tracks. So we actually find the music in geometry, and we find rhythms that actually create very specific geometric patterns. And we have this one exercise where the kids are tapping on a circle divided into eight parts. And then after tapping all the different rhythms that are possible on that and doing body percussion with it, we then connect the dots on the circle and show all the different geometric patterns in the universe, right? So now they're connecting rhythms with geometry. So full range of exercises, and I should have it up just within a few days or by the end of the week here. And again, that's Sound Education Center, soundeducationcenter.com. We're also setting up the Sound Education Association that will be happening within a month here. And that's really to refine and add in more exercises to bring this into the educational system in every country in the world. That's all. That's all, right? So we're setting up a lobbying group to be able to connect with all the different associations, educational associations, whether they're governmental, state, or local, to connect with all of the different educational boards, to connect with all the people that have written the books on childhood development and education, and to go to the governments and get them to take it on. I feel I've seen the vision, right? I've seen the light. I got the vision clearly, especially when we went to the International Montessori Conference in Prague a few years ago and talked to the head of the whole International Montessori and presented our whole five tracks, and she loved it, just loved it, right? And so it just really inspired me. And I've just talked to so many educators and administrators that really get this, that this is a way of getting the kids in their body, connected to nature and the universe, connected to others, and more connected to their self. Those are the three goals of this whole program. And it's using it in a way that's fun. I mean, really fun, right? We got 200 hours of kids just like laughing and just totally enjoying it, right? It's really cool and expressing themselves and also just really effective in getting them peaceful and calm, right? So that they are actually it's just working in their system to bring them to that stillness that they were born with, right? So, okay, I didn't mean to talk so much about this program, but I'm kind of excited about it, especially now that a lot of people are doing homeschooling and people could end up continuing homeschooling. And they're saying at least 20% of the people that are going to do homeschooling now are going to continue. So this would be a really good curriculum. So if you know anybody that's got kids, let them know about it. And then we'll also, especially also if you know anybody that's got adults, then they might want to join the Sound Education Association. So that'll be soundeducationassociation.com instead of soundeducationcenter.com where the curriculum will be. All right. So we're doing the association and the actual putting the exercises out there. Yeah, you can contact me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. It's really interesting. You know, the one thing I can recommend as far as what's going on right now is to start being creative, to figure out what you can do to create something new, right? It's very cool. You know, the biggest blessing after many of the classes we've done and talked about it, the biggest blessing of this whole debacle is the fact that people, many people, are stopping and smelling the roses, so to speak. Let me just say it this way. People are stopping and getting off the treadmill. They've been forced to, right? Some people, of course, completely lost their jobs. A lot of people, of course, are not working. There are people that are still working in essential areas, right? And that's very intense. We appreciate them so much because they are really in the midst of this whole thing. They're not having a moment to really sit with what's going on. So they're in the fire big time. But a lot of us are just home alone or home with our families and being still and much more reflective, right? Much more reflective. I mean, the number one thing is not being tied to the clock, right? I mean, for those of us that are just sheltered at home, not being tied to the clock. I was just reading a thing last night that was really, kind of really struck me, that's pretty obvious. And it's from the book, the Hathor book by Tom Kenyon, those aliens from Venus, right, that are trying to help as much as they can, right? So they're saying that the clock that we go by, I mean, just being based on our schedules, is really one of the most detrimental things that we have adopted in our society. And it's pretty, we need it, right? I mean, if we're going to connect with people, we got to have a clock so we can know when to go. But it's really kind of gone overboard. I mean, having to be at work at a specific time, I mean, getting off at a specific time, eating at a specific time is a mess. That's what screwed up people as much as anything. Eating at specific times instead of following their own clock when they're hungry. But the worst, as we all know, is simply being late. The stress over being late is a nightmare. It's probably the worst thing on the whole planet, right? I mean, it's just like, for some people, it's really stressful, right? Or just the fact that we got to get to work and you know, make a living and, you know, not having time. It's really, it throws us off so much, right? So there's quite a few things to start noticing. Because the trick is, we're not going to get rid of the clock, right? We're not getting rid of the clock. But to really be aware of the rhythms and sounds and vibrations of nature around you and your own rhythm, right? Couple of things. You know, I've now gotten, because my schedule's already been pretty loose, because I only teach, you know, a few nights a week, or some other instructors are teaching. So often I have days off, or not days off, I'm always doing something. But the point is that I have developed a thing where I do certain things based on my own biorhythms. I'm sure a lot of you do this. You know, it's like, if I'm going to work on rewriting my book, right? I'm only going to do that when I feel like I'm ready to go. Sometimes, you know, I can tell that it might take a little bit to get into it, but that's like a serious focus. Or if I'm doing something with serious focus, I really need to be in the zone. Whereas other times, there's times when I think I want to do something with serious focus, and I know my body is not ready for it. I really need time off. So I've gotten where I can see the types of things that I want to do. Like, I'll do busy work that takes no-brainer work, right? Like database work, or that you know, when my brain's not when there's a certain rhythm going on in my brain. You know what I mean? You just rest when you rest and do different types of work based on how you feel, right? But the other rhythm that we've just about completely lost, and you could easily reconnect to it now that you have time, is the moon. That's really important, because the moon is one of the main cycles that really affects us, right? The 28-day moon, or however many days it would be, you know, instead of months, because months have thrown the thing off. Months are off from the moon. So it's really just start paying attention to the exact cycles of the moon and tune into it and synchronize with that rhythm. That's a really, really important rhythm. not to mention, of course, the one I briefly said, and that is your eating, you know, when you eat. I mean, it's really interesting because my eating times are all over the place, totally based on how I'm feeling. I may not even have lunch, or, you know, I might skip dinner, or you know, often now I've actually got three breakfasts. I have a little juice in the morning, little celery and carrot and ginger, and then I'll have like some yogurt, and a couple hours later, then I'll have breakfast around noon, right? Anyway, whatever feels right for you, just eat when it feels right, which is tricky when you're around other people and you all eat together, right? Because that can cause it. But you know, it's really almost like a problem, people eating together, although it's probably one of the best social things. So just pay a rhythm, pay attention to your own rhythms. What we're really talking about is reconnecting to nature, reconnecting to nature's natural rhythms. I want to play a song called Reconnection. This is really about reconnecting to the natural way. Enjoy. I'm one of the luckiest people in the world. I've got a house out here by Point Bonita, which in the San Francisco Bay Area, if you're going across the Golden Gate Bridge and look out towards the ocean, there's a lighthouse out there. I live next to the lighthouse. And it's just a spectacular view of the entrance to the San Francisco Bay. And now the whole park, national park that I live in, is closed, right? There's nobody allowed out here. So I've got the entire park to my own. It's unbelievable going on hikes, right? And there's nobody around. And what's really interesting is it's all different. First of all, the beaches are now really clean because all the junk that's gathers on the beaches, it's actually been washed away now. And the other thing that's really amazing is all of the birds and the animals are acting differently now. They're flying around my head. They're like not running when I walk by, right? It's like there's not like all these people running around, you know, being crazy, and all the cars everywhere, right? So all the animals are completely acting differently towards me whenever I walk by them. And I just really tuned in to what it was like years ago when the Native Americans were here, or when there was not so many people or cars around, and there was just this connection to nature. So I have this being that comes in ever so often called Eagle Heart. Actually, he's been coming in and I embody him, right? He's like this really powerful Native American energy that is really strong and extremely heart open, right? I actually first connected to this energy when I was in Yosemite, right? And now I've connected to it many, many times. And the interesting thing about Eagle Heart is he has this profound state of peace, strength and peace and heart open that is really just amazing, right? Really amazing. And one day, when I was really sensitive and in the zone and connected, I asked Eagle Heart, I asked this non-corporal being, right? I said, how did you get this way? How did you become so peaceful? And the answer was being completely connected and embedded in nature. It's really nature, as we all know, intuitively and mentally, is designed to bring us home. There are many sounds in nature that are mostly white noise, right? There's the ocean. There's rivers and streams. There's the wind. It's all white noise. But it's not just normal white noise. It's got a pattern to it. First of all, there's some patterns in the waves of the ocean. What's really interesting, and the point of this is to really get outside. Even though they say to not go to the beaches, you can find a park and get outside and just listen, right? Okay, so if you can't get to the ocean because a lot of the beaches are closed, which is just ridiculous, I think. You know, it wasn't like it was that crowded anyway, you know, and the ocean is so important. And now we know the sun can even take away the virus, right? Anyway, the ocean sound, when a wave crashes, it does this sweep of frequency in white noise that's really interesting, right? It goes. So it goes from low to high. First of all, white noise is really good for breaking up stuck energy and especially stuck emotions because it's not any definitive frequency. So it breaks up repeating frequencies in our head, like especially PTSD. And also, just any emotion that's repeating, like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening, right? It breaks all that up, white noise. But this frequency sweep is also giving us the full range of frequencies. And it's really clearing, it's giving us all of the nutrients that we need, because we need all of the frequencies. Because each frequency is a nutrient for our system. You know, they also, there's a guy who actually did research and recorded all of the frequencies in the jungle. And he found that every frequency was taken up by a certain species. Each species had their own frequency, so every frequency was taken up. And so you get the full range of frequencies when you're in the jungle. And what's interesting is if a species dies off, another species will take over that frequency range. So we still get the full perspective, right? So that's very cool, right? So nature is giving us all the frequencies. It's giving us white noise to clear things out. Another thing about the ocean that's really interesting is the time between a wave or, in a set of waves. Because you know, generally there's a set of what, four or five waves, and the time between each wave is about 0.1 cycle per second, 0.1, 1/10 of a cycle per second, which is about this long. It's like it's just like a breath in and out. Right? And what's interesting is that time of 1/10 of a second happens to be what HeartMath, the timing that HeartMath has found that we. Our brain goes into when we're in the zone, especially experiencing love. Our brain will go to that slow of a cycle called epsilon. 0.1, less than 0.5 is epsilon, right? So the ocean is entraining us into love, the energy of love, totally with its slow rhythm, right? There is so much white noise around in nature to help clear out all of this stuck emotions and repeating emotions. It's really cool. But then there are just an unbelievable number of animal sounds that are just, oh my God, right? We know that the bird sounds actually trigger the metabolism in plants. There's a company called I can't think of the name of them right now. I'll think of it in a second. They actually have frequencies of birds that they play out into the crops so that the crops actually grow more. They actually put out more minerals, right? And so we know that all of these animal sounds are doing something. We can bet they're doing something really detailed to our system. they're giving us frequencies, right? But also their songs, although it's interesting that very few animals actually sing. Most animals kind of just make sounds, but they're not singing, like tweet, 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 or roar, right? They're not doing songs. There's not too many animals that actually sing. They're kind of the blessed ones, right? But they're doing something to our system that's really detailed. They're not just looking for sex. We know they're not just looking for sex, right? There's something else going on. So listen to every sound. But not only that, listen to the sound of every rock. Everything has its own vibration. Listen to the sound of every blade of grass, every flower. Oh my God. Just a friend of mine came over last month and was really into flowers, and just I've just like been noticing the magic. I mean, the magic of different flowers. It's really, they're like, they're just total remedies for different things. It's really unbelievable, you know, to really pay attention. So in this time where everything is slowed down, and we have more time to listen to our thoughts, more time to really reflect on what we want to do and be in this, on this planet, right? But also more time, totally more time, to really connect to the rhythms of nature off of the clock, so that when we return to this frickin' craziness on the planet, we can still be aware of the rhythms and patterns and sounds of nature and not lose touch like we often do, right? It's very, very cool. One of the coolest sounds and vibrations, and the most predominant on the entire planet, is the Schumann resonance. The Schumann resonance is a frequency that is triggered by lightning that is up in the atmosphere. It's actually between the Earth and the ionosphere. It bounces back and forth between those parallel walls whenever lightning strikes, and it's 7.83 cycles per second. It's like whoa, 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 whoa. When you're in the city, you don't get it so much because the cell phone towers and Wi-Fi wipe it out. When you're in nature, especially when there's no cell phone towers, you get it much more. And it's really important. If you don't get it, you can get sick. So it's really interesting to sense that. If some people I know can actually feel it when they're out in nature. But know that there's a vibration, which is the signature vibration on this Earth, actually in the atmosphere of the Earth, that we are all entrained to. It's actually a frequency right on the threshold of theta and alpha. And it's actually entraining our brains. There's a research project that shows that it entrains every brain on the planet. So what's cool is to listen to these frequencies to get back to nature, right? So I've got a recording of the Schumann resonance, and I tuned a synthesizer to it, and then I had a whole group tone with the intention of reconnecting to nature for about 7 or 8 minutes. So I'm going to play it, and there are binaural beats of the Schumann resonance embedded in this. This will be the holding Schumann one, right? And so so here's the deal. Tone along with it for the whole time. It's really amazing to tone for more than 5 minutes. It's so effective. Any vowel, right? Any note, any vowel, tone through the whole time with the intention of reconnecting to nature. along with the other people that are doing the exact same thing in this recording. Okay. Thank you. Okay. You know, there's a lot of people freaking out right now. A lot of people freaking out. But there's one being that is incredibly happy right now, and that's the earth. When you're in nature, tune in to how happy the earth is. Hold that energy for the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.